I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. You've probably heard this old saw from the American West. Whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting. Australians can relate to that. Theirs is one of the driest countries on Earth. Yesterday, we reported on a full-scale water war that's underway in southeast Australia. Farmers there are incensed over a government plan to take away some of the water they now use and give it back to the environment. It's a very different story, 1,000 miles or so to the north, in the outback of rural Queensland. Farmers there never had much access to water to begin with, and many are actually fighting to keep it that way. The World's Jason Margolis has our story.
It's hard to find a drier, more sparsely populated place on Earth than the Australian outback. Angus Emmett has been a cattle rancher here in the interior of northeast Australia, what locals call the bush, his whole life.
Being out in the real bush, where there's not a lot of people, but...
How close is your closest neighbour?
Probably about 15 kilometres away. That'd be our closest neighbour, yep.
So you need to borrow sugar or milk, either.
Yeah, well, we milk our own cow, but yeah.
It's not just the solitude that makes this life challenging. The climate isn't exactly cooperative either.
We get an average of 12 inches of rain a year, but that's a bit of a misnomer because, calling it an average, because some years we get as low as 1 inch and other years, like we've just had 40 inches, and you do get an average in the long run, I guess, but it's very, very irregular.
Creeks and rivers do run through the area, but in dry years, they're channels of dust. And scientists say the dry years could become even more severe with climate change. Emmett and other ranchers could build dams and store water for the lean years. That's what they do in the rich agricultural areas 1,000 miles to the south of here. That would make life a heck of a lot easier, but Emmett doesn't want to do that.
These rivers out here, well, the rivers across northern Australia, are in relatively good condition. And because these rivers are in great shape, we have the opportunity to actually be a little bit smart about how we develop this country. We can actually make sure that we don't damage the attributes to these rivers that make them so important.
Emmett's ranch is massive, 4 times the size of Boston. Still, Emmett only has 2,000 head of cattle. He needs all this land so his cattle have room to roam and plenty of grass to make it through the dry years. It's a romantic lifestyle, but it's not the most cost-effective way to make a living. After all, Emmett isn't mastering nature. He's letting valuable water glide right past him down the river.
It's a pretty simple equation in the Australian outback. The limiting factor on growth is almost always water.
That's wildlife biologist Barry Trail with the Pew Environment Group. He took me on a drive through the outback and explained how this area gets its precious water. It's a boom and bust cycle. Ranchers and nature rely on floods that originate 500 miles north in tropical Australia.
And the floods will come through and they'll keep going 500 or 800 miles south of us, and they'll go into country which has had, in many cases, no rain, no effective rain for years. And you get these lush green floodplains, several kilometres wide, iridescent green floodplains going through this harsh, red sand dune desert. It's extraordinary contrast.
Trail has been working with ranchers like Angus Emmett to protect this system and prevent the damming of these rivers. A coalition of ranchers and conservationists got a law passed by the state of Queensland in 2005 to permanently safeguard these waterways. But each river has to qualify on a registry first, one by one, to get protection. Conservationists know that they're racing against the clock. By government projections, Australia's population could grow by more than 50% by mid-century. And in arid Australia, where there's unused water, it's a good bet that somebody will come looking. Barry Trail says they already have.
10 years ago, we got a taste of what could happen here. 10 years ago, there was a proposal to put in a very large cotton irrigation farm, but was, fortunately, I think, very strongly opposed by local people.
Trail says large-scale irrigation could have destroyed the delicate ecosystem here. That's why it's so important to get the rivers protected soon. But not everybody here is happy about more regulation.
It costs you more to actually get the paperwork done than it does to do the job.
Sam Coxon's family has been grazing sheep here in Queensland since his great-great-grandfather walked 1,200 miles from southern Australia with his herd of sheep in 1887. Coxon looks every bit the part of outback rancher. His cowboy hat is pulled low over his blistered red skin. Coxon says he knows how to take care of his land, and that includes needing to irrigate crops.
These small areas of irrigation, they're to prevent more damage to this environment by weeds. We are about the environment. Without a good environment, we haven't got a living.
Coxon's existing irrigation rights won't be affected by any new regulations, and he can still buy more water on the free market. Still, he argues that if the river near him is protected, they're essentially being legislated into forever remaining a dusty outpost.
Look, I mean, it's the way the world's gone that we're becoming a nanny state.
On the other hand, ranchers like Angus Emmett say, isn't that the point of living in the outback?
We're sitting down here on the side of this beautiful waterhole, Broadwater. Regularly we get people from around the area. We all come down here and have a barbecue and sit around and watch the sunset and catch up with each other. And we haven't got the roar of traffic in the background. And it's, I don't know, it's just something about being out in the real bush.
But the real bush, as Emmett knows it, is threatened. As climate patterns shift and Australia's population grows, that ever-so-precious resource, water, will become even more coveted. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Queensland, Australia.